job hunting in the casino industry comes with its own kind of pressure. You want the role, you want to be taken seriously. The gap between where you are and where you want to be can feel wide when you are staring at a job listing with requirements that stretch slightly beyond your current experience. The temptation to close that gap on paper, to round up the years or add games you have touched but never properly mastered, is something most dealers will recognize at some point in their career. Resist it, not just because it is dishonest, though it is. In this industry specifically, it does not work. The consequences of being found out are larger than whatever short-term advantage you might imagine it buys you. You are not fooling anyone. The people sitting across from you in a casino interview are not HR generalists reading through a stack of applications and taking CVs at face value. They're experienced gaming professionals who have spent years, sometimes decades, standing at the edge of tables watching dealers work. They have seen every level of skill and every nervous tell and every sign of real competence. They know what 2 years of dealing looks like and what 5 years looks like. They know the difference the moment they watch you handle chips. This is what makes the table test such an equalizer. You can write whatever you like on a CV, but the moment you sit down and start dealing, the story you told on paper either holds up or it does not. The way you cut chips, the way you pitch cards, the pace of your mechanics under mild pressure, all of it communicates your actual experience in a language no amount of creative writing can override. A manager who has run table tests for 10 years has seen dealers attempt to perform above their level hundreds of times. They are not fooled. They are simply taking mental notes. What makes this especially worth understanding is that getting caught does not just cost you the job you are applying for. It raises a much broader question in the mind of the person interviewing you. If this person was not honest about their experience, what else are they not being honest about? This is an industry built on trust. Employees handle cash, manage high-stakes disputes, and are expected to operate with integrity under pressure. That question is not a small one. It follows you. Casinos are built on trust. It is worth pausing on this point, because it is easy to underestimate how seriously the gaming industry takes honesty as a baseline professional requirement. Casinos handle enormous volumes of money every single day. They operate under strict regulatory frameworks. They employ people in roles where the temptation and the opportunity to act dishonestly are never far away. The character of the people they hire matters enormously. In many ways, it matters more than any individual skill set. When a casino hires a dealer, they are making a bet on a person. They are placing that person in front of guests, in charge of game integrity, in a position where their conduct directly affects revenue and reputation. A dealer who is technically average but trustworthy is, in most operators' eyes, a safer investment than a dealer who is technically impressive but has already shown a willingness to misrepresent themselves when it is convenient. The skills can be developed. The honesty either exists from the beginning or it does not. This is the context in which your CV lands on a hiring manager's desk. They are not just assessing your games and your years of experience. They are forming an early impression of your character. Presenting yourself accurately is the first chance you have to make that impression a good one. You are an investment, and honest ones pay off better. Every casino that hires you is making an investment. They are spending time and resources on your onboarding, your training, and your integration into the team. The longer you stay and the better you perform, the greater the return on that investment. What they are trying to assess during the hiring process is not just your current skill level. They are also looking at your potential and how likely you are to be worth that investment over time. A dealer with 1 year of real experience who is transparent about exactly where they are in their development is a very attractive candidate to the right employer. The casino knows what they are getting. They can set realistic expectations, structure their training investment around what you actually need, and measure your progress against a credible baseline. When you exceed that baseline, and if you are working hard, you will, the return on their investment becomes visible and rewarding for everyone involved. This dynamic also creates something that overstated experience can never give you: leverage. A dealer who came in honestly, performed above expectations, and showed consistent growth over time is in a very strong position when the conversation about contract conditions or a pay review comes around. They have a clear, credible story to tell. The progress is documented, and the improvement is visible. there is a real argument to be made, and the employer is already inclined to reward it. The trap that over-exaggeration sets for you. Now consider the alternative. You overstate your experience on the application. Perhaps you get through the table test by performing well enough to raise no immediate red flags. You start the role at a level of expectation that exceeds where you actually are. Every shift becomes an exercise in managing the gap between what you claimed and what you can deliver. The pressure to appear more experienced than you are sits alongside every interaction and every mistake. And when the conversation about a raise or improved conditions eventually comes, as it should for anyone who has been developing and contributing, you are in an impossible position. You cannot point to the growth you have shown because the baseline you set was already inflated. You cannot make the case that you have exceeded expectations because you have spent your time just trying to meet them. The leverage that honesty would have built does not exist. You have spent your early months with that employer managing a story rather than building a reputation. It is, when you look at it clearly, a poor trade. A short-term boost to how impressive your application looks in exchange for a long-term ceiling on how much growth and recognition you can claim later. Honesty is strategy. This is worth saying plainly, because some dealers hear the advice to be honest about their experience as a counsel of modesty, a suggestion to downplay themselves, or to accept whatever is offered without negotiating. That is not the point at all. The point is that honesty is the smarter strategic choice. The ethics are a bonus. Being transparent about your experience level, including the parts where it is still developing, puts you in a position to be assessed fairly and rewarded visibly when you outperform. It builds trust with the people you work for from the very first interaction. It positions you as someone whose word can be taken seriously and whose self-assessment is reliable. Future statements about your own performance and value will carry weight. An honest dealer with 1 year of experience and a real willingness to grow is, in the long run, a better hire than a dealer with 3 years of experience who has already shown that their integrity bends under pressure. The casino industry's best employers know this. The best candidates understand it too. So, when you sit down to update your CV, walk into a table test, or answer the question about your background in an interview, be accurate. It is the approach that serves your career best over time. The dealers who build the strongest reputations in this industry are almost never the ones who talk their way into the best starting positions. They are the ones who came in honestly, worked harder than expected, and made themselves impossible to overlook. Be smart. And the smart move here is to be honest.